Hello everyone, this is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. I was going to wait a few days, but I couldn't stop. I had to come back and talk to you guys today about, I really don't know what's going to happen. I'm grateful for the points we're getting, but we were hell on fire in that first period. We had Nashville on the ropes, and how the hell did we let them back in? I don't understand. These one-point games we keep getting aren't going to help us. We keep doing this, we'll be watching the playoffs like everybody else on the couch. Anyway, Anton was back in goal. He did well. But Ottinger's good too. It's just going to have to be the youth is going to have to continue to step up. It's one of those years where all these wonderful draft picks that we've had are going to continue to show us how good they are. And they're going to have to do better every day. Tomorrow we play, I believe, one more game. And then Thursday we play Tampa Bay. I mean, I'd like to see us win a game against Tampa Bay. That would be really great if we could pull that off. Hell, in my opinion, that would be the playoffs if we could pull off a game against a good opponent. So, looks like it's Tampa Bay Tuesday and Thursday. I mean, the last game we played them, we lost 4-3. We came back. We played hard. But even just getting a win would be a triumph for us against them. I mean, I want us to beat good teams because we are a good team. It's just utterly frustrating watching this team, knowing its potential, and watching it every game not have any consistency. Well, I'll take that back. We're consistent, all right. We're consistent in pushing the game to the very end. We're consistent in getting overtimes and picking up a point. That tells me we're still playing to our potential. But we don't really have much time left to put this run together that I've been hoping for the last couple of weeks. So I'm watching, I'm praying, I'm hoping that we're going to find a way. But we've got to do better. It's just so aggravating knowing what we're capable of. Knowing the team that we have. But also with the injuries, we can't sustain this. I mean, we had Alexander Radulov for like two games, then he goes out again. And then this Roope Hintz thing, back and forth. We can't even get any consistency of his play in the lineup. I guess we need to just go ahead and accept that we're not going to get Tyler Seguin for the rest of the year because they're not even talking about it. They're not even talking about them having a morning skate. They're not talking anything about them. They must have had really bad injuries and they're still rehabbing. Ben Bishop, he's not available. So, what are we going to do, Dallas Stars? Are we going to continue this trend? Are we going to finally start putting some games together? We don't have much time. We are literally at the halfway mark of the season now. I know that Rick Bowness believes in the team and he believes in what they're doing. And I guess as a coach, you got to keep your guys going and keep that belief going. But as fans, it's driving us crazy. I know it's driving this fan crazy. What about the playoffs? Is my title for this. Are we going to get there? I don't know.